Good evening, ma'am.
Hello?
My name is Jerry. Yes, ma'am. I'm calling just to conduct an opinion poll about issues affecting your community and the elections coming up in your state of Texas. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief.
Yes.
Ma'am, and when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for the local office like a state legislature. Now, the question is, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably.
Yes, I will.
Definitely?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, thank you. Now, please tell me, ma'am, if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. And if you don't recognize the name, just let me know so we can move on. Here's the first one. Planned Parenthood. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very. And Jasmine Simon, same question.
Jasmine Simon?
Yes.
I know she's running, but I don't know her, so I really can't answer that.
Understood. How about Colin Albrecht?
Colin Albrecht, I have a very favorable opinion of him.
Okay. And Victoria Nyeve Criado? Favorable
I'm going to be neutral. That's an answer. I really appreciate what she's done in the legislature, but why the Sam Hill is she running against Nathan Johnson?
I understand.
We need both of them in the legislature, not running against each other. So right now, I'm not happy with her.
Understood. Moving
so
on.
So however you can mark that, I'm not, kind of in the middle.
Understood. Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable? That's the two middle options.
Somewhat unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable at this point.
And how about Clay Jenkins? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. And how about Ron Kirk? Same question. Same option.
Ron Kirk?
Yes.
Somewhat favorable.
And Nathan Johnson? Favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And Joe Biden? Favorable.
Very favorable.
And Roland Gutierrez?
I don't know him well enough to say.
Okay, we can move on. Okay, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, how about Elizabeth Ginsburg? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay, very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today, just for the sake of a research?
I would vote for Elizabeth today.
Ms. Ginsburg. Okay, and which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? The first one is voting rights, which is restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. And the next one is guns, accessible gun laws, requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, or education, governing habits, vote your plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay. How about the abortion issue also? Texas laws.
You said I have to choose among these?
Yes, ma'am. But, you know, I know they're all important, but just for the sake of research, okay, the abortion in Texas laws, criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom, and the local control that the state Republicans have in preempting local laws and grow control, zoning, and work rights. If you have to choose one, who will be the one?
I'm going to say Governor Abbott's trying to weaken public schools by having the educational savings account.
Education, then. And the second one that you will pick, if you have to? Voting rights, guns, abortion, or local control?
Local control.
local control. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party? The first one or the second one?
I would say the second one.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, next, please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. Jasmine Simon, it leads you to definitely vote for, probably vote for her, or does
well,
that mean?
Okay, this will probably negate everything I've said before, but I told Elizabeth Ginsburg several months ago that I would help her with her campaign. So I'm going to support her in the primary.
Right. And I understand you already have made your opinion made up. But just for the sake of research, ma'am, if you allow me to read real quick the statements, and you can let me know if this will make you definitely vote for Ms. Simon.
It's not going to change my mind.
No, I understand. So this
pretend that you read it to me. It's not going to change my mind.
And
because I already committed to her that I will help her with her campaign, and I will vote for her in the primary.
And I understand that. I mean, you make it very
clear. Because I've made a commitment, and I'm going to keep that commitment because I have no reason
to change your commitment.
I mean, she hasn't done anything horrible. I say, oh, I'm not going to be on your campaign.
No, I understand. I mean, just for the sake of research, if you allow me to read it real quick, and this is one way for you to let them know that you're not going to change your mind one way or the other, okay? Now, here's
okay.
The first one. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park City. Will that make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
No.
No impact.
I don't care if she's in the Park Cities.
I understand. So
I might not vote for her because she's in the Park Cities.
So should I record your answer, no impact on your decision, right?
Well, if it has an impact, it's negative.
Okay.
Because people from the Park Cities tend to be not as liberal as people in other parts of town.
Understood, ma'am. This is very educational. But just for the sake of research, should I record your answer that has no impact on your opinion, so it's not going to change your opinion? Is that okay?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Would that definitely make you vote for her? Probably, or no impact on you?
I don't think her stand is any different from Liz Ginsburg's on that question.
No,
it wouldn't change my mind.
No impact, right? Now,
right.
Moving on. Jasmine will work to pass a common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expand the mental health background checks. Should I record your answer as no impact also, so we can move on?
Okay, let me look at something here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have in my hand a piece of campaign information from Liz Ginsburg, and her second thing is push for common sense gun safety measures.
Exactly. So this is not going to
So it makes
opinion,
no difference.
Right? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably no impact. No impact, right?
Well, I don't know that it makes – Liz Ginsburg does not mention anything about that.
Yes, ma'am.
But I would be surprised if she would be in favor of letting the state control the county of Dallas, so it still has no impact.
No impact. Okay. Now, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Probably, definitely, no impact on your opinion one way or the other.
No, because Liz Ginsburg is also a lawyer who works in she and her husband have a private law practice, and she works with small businesses.
Okay. And we're going to talk about Ginsburg, as we move. I mean, I know you have made up your mind. I do appreciate your patience, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay?
I know. So I know. I'm just saying, I don't think there's that much. From what you said, there's not that much difference between the two of them.
I understand. And thank you, ma'am, because I don't have the information on that regards about Ms. Ginsburg. But
I know.
Let's move on then. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner of one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek up their path to legal immigration. Would that make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact on your decision?
It has no impact.
No impact, okay. Now, Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and a courtroom lawyer to stop private schools vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Same options. Should I record your answer as no impact?
No impact.
Okay. And Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because he's the fighter with broad appeal to Democrats that needed to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact on your decision?
It would not change my mind, no.
Okay.
Not for the primary.
No, and I understand. I'm not trying to change your mind. Like I said, this is one way
to
let them know. Okay? So real quick, Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. Now, this starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon common sense problem-solving approach. Would that make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact on your decision?
No impact.
And Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ESPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, she adopted her current dogs, Jackie and Tracy. No impact, correct?
No impact.
Okay. And Jasmine will be a strong voice.
I'm sorry.
The next statement says, Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Would that statement make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact on your decision?
No impact.
Okay. And Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot of a living in an American dream. No impact, right? That's your answer?
Yes.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Same answer, ma'am?
Same answer.
Okay, now moving on. Thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry, I was getting dry. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary.
Yes.
Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Now, based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I would vote for Liz Ginsburg.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, next, as you know, in political campaigns, these days, and we're not taking either side, ma'am, but this is something you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Now, please rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg. Now, will this statement will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you, okay? Now, here's the first one.
Okay.
Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Would that statement make you vote against her? Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
Okay. And Liz Ginsburg is losing record shows that she's not the right Democrat to win the HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponent.
But do you know how many campaigns I have? No, you don't. If you only knew how many people I have campaigned for who's run against Morgan Myers, it's probably 3 or 4 different campaigns against him, and nobody has – one person came very close, within 200 votes, but nobody else has – so Liz is not the only one who's lost to Morgan Myers.
No, I understand. But again,
and they gerrymandered our district so that it's even worse now.
And thank you for letting me know, man. That's very educational for me. And believe me, ma'am, you know, I just read in Barbadian. And again, this is
I know you are. I know.
Okay.
I know.
So this is one way for you to let them know that you're not going to change your mind. You're not going to believe this. Now, the next one is, no, believe me, ma'am, your opinion really matters. Now, Liz Ginsburg is losing record. It shows that she's not the right Democrat. You say it doesn't matter to you one way or the other, right?
Well, but Jasmine doesn't have a winning record, so how can you compare them?
I understand, ma'am. So should I?
And I know you didn't write the questions, but I'm just saying that's not comparing apples and apples.
I understand, ma'am. Should I record you and say it doesn't
comparing
matter?
Comparing a new candidate to somebody who tried and didn't make it last time and had the courage to try again.
Kathy is just a fighter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so should I record your answer that doesn't matter to you, right?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Now, Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Would that make you definitely vote against, probably against, or does it matter to you one way or the other?
You said she doesn't share the Democratic values, the progressive values?
That's what it says.
Or she does share them.
No, she doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight.
Well, I would vote for somebody else then.
Okay, so it doesn't
if
matter.
If she's not very progressive.
So should I record your answer that doesn't matter to you, right?
Well, no, that does matter to me.
So probably vote against her on that
I would vote for the most progressive person on the ballot.
Understood, which is Ginsburg, you say, right? Because you already made up your mind.
Well, I think so.
Okay, so but just for the sake of research on this negative statement, would that statement would make you definitely vote against Ms. Simon? Probably vote against, or it doesn't matter to you?
No, I would vote against her.
Okay, definitely or probably?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, okay. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump.
That would make a big difference.
And impeach for abuse power. Would that make you definitely vote against her?
Probably. Yes.
Okay, definitely. Now, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters and the legislature. And again, this is a statement they make, okay? But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change that Texas needs. If that doesn't matter to you, I'll probably make you vote against her or definitely vote against her.
I would not vote against her on the basis of that.
So it doesn't matter to you, right?
No, because other people have done the same thing and have not defeated him. He's hard to beat.
I understand, ma'am, and I appreciate you sharing that with me. Let's finish this up, okay? After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for if the Democratic primary, if you have to choose today?
I would vote for Liz Ginsburg.
Okay, and lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is one of the most important issues or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? According to you, what would be the one issue, if you had to pick one?
It's really hard to choose one.
Yeah.
But I think I'm looking at Liz's list. I think the public school issue is very important.
So education, right?
And I think, well, not just education, but the governor's attempt to weaken public education, not just education. Public education.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'll record that. Now, just a few more questions for classification purpose only, and we'll be done. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54? 55?
No, I'm down at the bottom. I'm 81.
65 and up?
What?
65 and up or 55 to
60? No, I'm over 65.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. You don't sound nothing like it, believe me. And what's the last grade? Believe me, ma'am. What's the last grade you completed in school, ma'am?
I have a master's degree.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I'm not sure what the difference is between liberal and progressive, but I'm somewhere in there, so I guess.
Just for the sake of a
reason, progressive,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, and which of the following best describe your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian or Pacific Islander, or Arab, most likely.
I'm just a boring white person.
Now, are you very interested to talk about it? We should have more time. Now, ma'am, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very educational. And thank you. This concludes the service, ma'am. Enjoy
all
the
right.
rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.